This is DOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Attorney General William Barr staunchly defended sending hundreds of federal agents to Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere to quell violent protests, while opposition Democrats accused him of violating the civil rights of peaceful protesters. This was Barr's first appearance as Attorney General before the Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee, where the Democrats accused him of taking such actions in Portland to support President Donald Trump's re-election bid in November. Barr testified for more than 5 hours in a tension-filled hearing room where Democrats were clearly angry and Republicans were upset that Barr was interrupted when he tried to answer some of the questions. Barr said the protests in Portland have become disconnected from their initial purpose, which was to protest the death of an African-American man, George Floyd, while in police custody in Minnesota in late May. U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM, says an airstrike that was intended to target al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia earlier this year killed one civilian and wounded three others. That's a rare admission by the command. The findings were part of AFRICOM's second quarterly report on civilian casualties and marks only the third time in AFRICOM's history that the command has said civilians were killed in Somalia as a result of U.S. airstrikes against Islamist militants. The deaths occurred from a U.S. strike on February 2nd in the vicinity of Jalib, Somalia. The United States on Tuesday imposed sanctions on two former officials of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government, barring them from traveling to the United States because of accusations they were involved in significant corruption. The move came from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. This is VOA News. The United Nations says coronavirus-linked hunger is leading to the deaths of 10,000 children a month in the first year of the global pandemic because of fears of contamination and movement restrictions. In a study published Monday, four UN agencies said failing to act now will have a devastating long-term effect, not just for children, but for society as a whole. Earlier this year, the head of the World Food Program warned of a risk of starvation of biblical proportions around the world, from Burkina Faso to Venezuela. The AP found that families around the world are already facing starvation, with young children the first to suffer and die. The ruling ZANU-PF party in Zimbabwe is threatening to expel the United States ambassador to that nation, Brian Nichols, accusing him of being a thug who undermines the country's laws. The party's acting spokesperson, Patrick Chinamasa, told reporters in Harare if Nichols continues engaging in acts such as supporting disturbances, coordinating violence, and training insurgency, the party's leadership will not hesitate to give him his marching orders. Chinamasa's comments suggest that the United States supports Friday's planned protest by opposition groups calling for more economic parity, less government corruption, and the resignation of the president. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced his government would soon complete the release of 5,000 Taliban prisoners, thus paving the way for the start of long-sought-after peace negotiations with the insurgent group. President Ghani said, "With this action, we look forward to the start of direct negotiations with the Taliban in a week's time. We call on the Taliban to join us at the negotiating table." Soon after the end of his speech, the Taliban announced a ceasefire for the 3 days and three nights of Eid al-Adha, expected to start late Thursday or early Friday. Lebanese Prime Minister Hassan Diab said Tuesday that Israel had violated his country's sovereignty with what he called a dangerous military escalation after Israeli and Hezbollah forced cross-border fire on Monday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Hezbollah was playing with fire after Israel's military said it thwarted an attempt by the militant group to sneak across the border. And anti-racism activists have torn down a statue of Napoleon's Empress Josephine and another colonial figure in the overseas French territory of Martinique. It's the latest test of President Emmanuel Macron's vow not to erase controversial monuments. The emperor reintroduced slavery in French colonies in 1802, 8 years after it had been banned under the French Revolution. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. VOA News.